Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I'm so glad that I can spend time with you to encourage you with the Word of God. And I believe that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. I want to encourage you that God is with you. He is for you. He is not against you. And no matter what you are facing right now, victory will come because He will fight the battle for you. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, the Bible says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. In Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas had been beaten and put in jail for sharing the good news. The opposition had stirred up trouble, and things were out of their control. Paul and Silas had all kinds of questions in their heart, to which they had no answer. The questions such as, would they have a fair trial? Or would they be held there or even put to death? They could have been upset, worried, and losing sleep and complaining. But at midnight, they were singing praises to God. Their attitude was, we don't know what is coming, but we know that God is in control. Him being for us is more than the world being against us. About that time, there was a great earthquake and their chains fell off. Let me read the story for you in Acts chapter 16, 26 to 34. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, don't harm yourself. We are all here. The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, sir, what must I do to be saved? They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. You can see here that no matter what, God is still on the throne. And God can break the chain. God can set the captive free. And not only that, many people got saved in that situation. Nothing has taken God by surprise. Not ever. He is on the throne. And He is sovereign over all. He has a plan and is at work on behalf of His people. Psalm 93 verses 1 to 4 say, the Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lifted up their wave. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. You can see God is bigger, mightier than your problem that you're facing right now. He's still on the throne and He can help you. Psalm 103 verse 19 says, the Lord has established His throne in the heavens and His sovereign rules over all. God is sovereign. He rules over all. He is mighty. He can help you. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 1 says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, He turns it wherever He wishes. God's got this. God has got us. He is powerful and able to do far more than we could ever imagine. Therefore, trust the Lord. He is with you. He can help you. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, the Bible says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Wow. Whenever you face the problem, you believe God is with you. God is for you, and God will help you. He will fight the battle for you. This is why in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 to 47, David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistine to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God of Israel." My dear brother and sister, our God can knock Goliath down. Our God can produce earthquake and get the chain out of the arms of his servant. Our God is for us. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8, 31 to 32, "What then shall we say to this thing? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" My brother and sister, God has a plan for us. His plan for us, his thought for us is a thought of peace, not of evil. He gives us a future and a hope. And we can call upon him and he will help us. He will get the job done in our life. Therefore, don't be discouraged when you face difficulties. Believe that God is with you. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It is very powerful when you can say, "I don't know how this situation will work out, but God is on the throne. He is fighting my battles. His plan for me are for good, and what he started in my life, he will finish." That is when the creator of the universe will bring dream to pass that seem impossible. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will help us. You will never forsake us. You are for us, Lord. We believe, Lord, nothing can stop you from helping us. You are with us, Lord, and we can have victory in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe the word of God encourages you to have more faith and see the victory in your life. Thank you so much for spending time with me. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. My friends.
thirsty.